Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 19, we'll read through verse 25. This is the Word of God. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Well, that is the word of our God. It is filled with His wisdom and knowledge. We've seen so far in Hebrews, if we were to go back to, all the way back to chapter 1, we've seen these main themes. Jesus is greater than the angels. He's greater than Moses. He is His priesthood is greater. His work as a priest is greater. And now we see, entering into this line of wording, argumentation from the author of Hebrews, we see the superiority or the greatness of faith in this Jesus who is greater in all these areas. Here is the exhortation to persevere in faith because of all those ways that Jesus is, in fact, greater. Verse 19 through 25 is one sentence in the original Greek, just for your information, so you can understand it. This is one long, in some sense, exhortation to you. It's one point, basically, many different subpoints. Verses 19 through 21 shows us the privileges we have as believers. So here, this is to those who have professed faith in the gospel. And here we see the privileges of those who are true believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. What has God done for us? Here we see He's granted us access. We can enter into the Holy of Holies, all those things we've in some ways already heard about because of Jesus as our great high priest. That we can enter right before the very throne of God because Jesus has made a better sacrifice for us. Better sacrifice than those Levitical priests. He's made a new and living way into the Holy of Holies through His sacrifice. So we can come to the throne. The Lord has also granted us an effective mediator. We have a great high priest over the house of God. And like we heard last week, we have not only these great privileges, but we also have great responsibilities as believers in the gospel. And we find those in verses 22 through 25. Again, there's three imperatives or three commands. Verse 22, let us draw near. In the Old Testament, it's a common description of the priest to draw near. And so this command to us is a granting of, in some sense, a priestly access to the throne, just as Jesus has, and through His sacrifice and through His sprinkling clean and our evil conscience and our flesh being washed with the pure and living water. We have that access where we can draw near like a priest to the throne. Verse 23, the second command, let us hold fast. Let's hold fast. We are to hold fast that we that which we believe, the gospel. What we learned this morning, as Dave taught, we are to do so not wavering, tossed here and there like children on the waves, but moving on to maturity. Why should we hold fast? Even in difficult circumstances, we might be caused to question the Lord, or be tempted to question the Lord. Why hold fast? And He says, because He who promised is faithful. He who promised you the gospel, you receive it by faith, He's faithful to keep His promises. You'll receive the benefits of salvation. So hold fast. Then 24 and 25, the third command, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good deeds. And so we see here that the corporate construction of perseverance for the Christian, not an individual thing, as much as a corporate thing. It's both, but here a corporate aspect. That we'll persevere by, as God's people gather together and worship Him, as we assemble together. Again, we see the role of our encouraging one another to gather together in order to persevere. We ought to be building up each other and pushing each other to continue to walk the walk of the Christian life like we've been looking at in Ephesians. Encouraging with speaking the truth in love, things like these. All these things that we're going to see throughout the rest of the book of Ephesians. And so we see here the privileges and we see here the responsibilities of all believers for us because of our great Savior and priest, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we do pray and ask for your special blessing that we would be able to fulfill and obey these commands that you've given to us. We thank you for the blessing of faith and these privileges that we have to draw near to your throne, even right now as we gather together and worship you. But we pray that you would strengthen us, not only as individuals, but as a corporate body who worships you regularly, to keep these commands, that we would draw near to you, and that we would hold fast that faith that we've proclaimed and professed, in other words, the gospel which has been proclaimed to us. And Father, we do pray that we would be stirred up and stir others up to love and good deeds. And Father, we pray that you would protect us and watch over us and heal us in our sins. We pray that we would see them. You would cause us to see by your Spirit to convict us of those sins, that we would see them and turn from them and turn to you, that we would not remain ignorant of our sins, our many, many sins, but that you would cause us to turn from them, that we would in such a greater way love you and serve you, and that we would not be held back in some ways to serve you. But Lord, we call upon your name because you have given us Jesus Christ as a better sacrifice, a better priest, greater than the angels, greater than Moses. We pray to you because of him, our mediator. And so we ask that you would be with those who struggle with their bodies. We think of Bob and Marie and Sharon and Dina. And we pray that you would heal them. And cause them to be strengthened in their bodies, strengthen all of us, Lord, in the ways that we need to, that we might serve you in a greater capacity than what we can serve you right now, even. And we pray that you would be with our souls and strengthen us, sanctify us, cleanse us of our sin, that we would love you and love your word, love hearing your word, and not just hearing it, but actually following and obeying and acting upon it for your glory, not for our own praise and boasting in ourselves, but that you would be given all glory and that we would boast in you for having been able to do such things and worship you. And Father, we do pray for our government as we are commanded to in Timothy, to pray for their salvation, because you desire all types of people, even kings and princes, to be saved. And so we pray for their salvation, our president and congressmen, and from the federal level all the way down to the state and city level, all those who are in authority over us. We pray for their salvation. Save them, that by it we would be able to live peaceful and easier lives, Father, as if we are not being led by tyrants and those who are great sinners, like we've seen so many times in the Old Testament, even in kings and all those evil rulers, and how that led to the destruction. We even think of Abimelech. His leading of Israel was very poor, and he needed to be saved. But because he was evil, he brought great evil upon those he ruled over. And so we pray for the salvation of our rulers and authorities over us. And Father, we do pray and ask your special blessing upon us, our children, and those even in the womb, that you would save them, save us, cause us to be strengthened in our faith, that we would have no doubts as to the truth of the gospel, and that you would work in our hearts by your Spirit to, even now, mold us into the image of Jesus Christ. And we do pray these things, we seek out these things, we know that you will answer our prayer because you hear us and you will answer. And we expect these things to happen because we pray in faith because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our intercessor and our mediator. Amen.